This is Chi High Basketball.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Mark Halverson.
Go Cards! WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening and welcome to the Doghouse at Eau Claire North High School. Mark Halverson here, flying solo tonight as the Eau Claire North JV just outscored Chi High 63-27 to take the opening contest here tonight. But the band playing across the way, they got us in a new spot here. I guess at Eau Claire North, they've kind of shortened the table and, I don't know, extended chairs for the – anyhow, so boosting us up here on the top of the bleacher. So you never know, folks, with high school sports, where they're going to put you. But, hey, we're glad to be here. I guess they got a back, kind of a the wall as a – as a support here for me. So Eau Claire North coming in off a win over Menominee the other night, whereas Chi High suffering a defeat in their conference home opener, losing to Rice Lake 56-44. For the Warriors, it was their first game of the season. They got the late start with football. They've taken that lacrosse Logan game to move it later in their schedule. But for the Eau Claire North Huskies, they come into this contest tonight playing better basketball than a year ago, as you're going to hear from Michael Kessler shortly, their second-year head coach, as the Huskies have three different players averaging double digits. They are led by Andrew Roxfold, a 6'7 senior, the big fella in the middle, number 24. And then also look out for 6'2 junior, number 14, Elliot Besson. He's averaging 14 a game. And rounding out those double-digit scorers, Tyler Barrows, just a sophomore at 5'10", averaging 13 a game. So those three between them, averaging 42 of North's points, and there's some fall-off after that. So that'll be the challenge for Chi High here defensively in this contest tonight. The Cardinals started to shoot better in the second half, but saw a halftime deficit balloon up to 20, and ultimately cutting it to 12 at the end. By the way, congratulations to the Chippewa Falls girls who trailed 31-24 at the half and came from behind to win at Wausau West on Tuesday night, 51-43, led by Sarah Chafee's team-high 20 points, on, including four three-pointers and 12 points for Roz Twyman. We'll take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, the first of our two coaches' conversations, Michael Kessler of the Huskies in 2 minutes on WOGO, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed three shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got two shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service. love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. It's Chahi and Eau Claire North boys tonight. Big Rivers Conference season, and North head basketball coach Michael Kessler with us. Coach, give us kind of an overview on the season so far.
Well, we played a lot of games in a short amount of time. This is game number 7 for us this early in the year in a 14-day span. We started a lot of games on the road against some quality opponents. I thought each and every time we've stepped on the floor, we've gotten better, especially on the defensive end, and that's starting to result in more wins here as of late. We're hoping that continues tonight.
Tell me about the Menominee win the other night.
I thought from start to finish, our kids kind of had relative control of it. Really proud to see them, keep Menominee to a low number on the scoreboard. I thought we battled pretty hard on both ends of the floor, hit some key shots when we needed to. A little bit too many turnovers for my liking, but, playing against a physical Menominee team, that'll happen.
Chi-Hi, after getting the home win over Medford, didn't go their way the other night at home against an aggressive Rice Lake team in their first game. So what about defending the Cards tonight?
Well, certainly a little bit different than how we had to defend them last year with a bunch of new guys. But sure looks like they're playing at really high pace. They're shooting the ball a lot. On any given night, any one of those guys can catch fire and cause you problems. So, we got to get back and play really good transition defense. We got to go out there and pressure the basketball and make sure that we limit them to one shot.
Whereas offensively, you do have 3 double-digit scorers, so you guys are really mixing it up.
Yeah, we feel like we have, a handful of guys that on any given night can put the ball in the basket. Certainly we are very much a perimeter-heavy team, and we take a lot of three-point shots. And we feel like that's one of our strengths. And luckily we have a handful of guys that can shoot the ball well. And if one of them's cold, we hope the plan is that the other guys get a little bit hot. But those guys are scoring the ball at a nice little clip. And, we hope that we can get a little bit more balanced attack, get a few more baskets out of a few other guys that, either come off the bench or start the game for us. But right now we can't really complain about having scores like that.
10 seniors, but only 2 of them starters. So you got a veteran bunch.
Yeah, even our underclassmen had to play a lot of minutes for us last year, which ultimately led to us taking a lot of lumps. It's nice to have, they're great kids, they're great leaders, they demand a lot out of themselves and out of each other. And having underclassmen that have been there, done that before, that's also helpful too. So we really like the group, we like the way that they prepare on a daily basis, and we're excited to go out there tonight.
Coach, thanks so much. We wish you the best tonight and the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for being here.
Head coach Mike Kessler coming next. We'll hear from Jason Pruitt of the Cards. It's Chi-Hi and Eau Claire North coming up at the Doghouse on WOJO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOJO Sports.
You can do another
Sports.
2 minutes.
Solo tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up.
Beautiful. Nolan.
All right, coming up with Coach Pru.
Number 2, the senior Emily Thaw.
Here's Chi High with a chance. And a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi-High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen, Holy Night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Micon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1 and Wogo.com. Jason Crew, the Chai boys head basketball coach. Cards' first conference road game. And Coach, you told us in the post game after the loss to Rice Lake the other night, nice to get back at it right away.
Yeah, we had a good practice yesterday. We're really excited to get back out here and play again.
What do you need to do better than you did the other night? Certainly a shot better on Saturday than you did against Rice Lake.
Yeah, we just got to come out a little bit more focused. Defensively, we got to keep guys in front without fouling. And then offensively, we got to take care of the basketball. If we can take care of the basketball, we like the stuff that we run, and we run some good stuff. And we've got some guys that can put the ball in the bucket. So we just got to take care of the basketball.
What about this North Club? They scored a win over Menominee the other night.
Yeah, they're a good team. They got a lot of guys returning. They shoot the ball real well. They play hard. So it'll be a good BRC game.
All right. Can you give me a little bit more in terms of when you guys are on defense tonight?
We just got to keep them in front. They look to attack the basket and kick to shooters. They got a lot of guys that can shoot. So protect the lane and then close out on shooters real well and limit them to one and done every time.
And for your shooters, it seemed Easton Bob started to get going there as the game moved along the other night.
Yeah, Easton can shoot the ball. G can shoot the ball. Carson can shoot the ball. Brady can shoot the ball. Jay can shoot the ball. We have a bunch of guys down the line that can score the basketball. So we just got to get into our offense, and we're going to get some good looks.
All right, Coach, have a good one. I'll talk to you afterwards.
All right, thank you.
Head Coach Jason Crew getting ready for the first conference road game here at the Doghouse at Eau Claire North. The Huskies and the Cards coming next on WDOGO Sports.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kidat, featuring Jeremy Kent. 10th Avenue North. Love is here. Love is now. And Toby Mac. Tonight's the night for the OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Mark Albertson at the Doghouse. Chahai and Eau Claire North boys coming first. No, disappointing news from Vegas, where the Bucks had the lead after three quarters and lost to the Pacers 128-119 in the first of two semifinal games tonight in the NBA's first in-season tournament. So the Pacers move on. Pacers, the highest scoring team in the NBA. The Bucks were second, and the Bucks came from 12 down at halftime to get a four-point lead, but then didn't have it in the fourth quarter and get outscored 37-25. Meanwhile, in this one, it's time for our Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. And I'm going to say defensively, you heard Coach Prue say, hold them to one and done as much as possible. Sure, but I'm going to say, what kind of job can Chahai do on the big three of Roxfald, Besson, and Barrows? These guys averaging 15, 14, and 13 respectively for 42 points a game, and that'll be huge tonight. Can they collectively hold them under 40, and could that be a difference? We'll see. Secondarily, Chahai going to need to shoot better, more like they did in the win over Medford Saturday, and less like they did over against Rice Lake on Tuesday night. Those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Also of note, with North's win over Menominee the other night, they're tied atop the conference with Memorial, which beat Hudson, Rice Lake, which beat Chippewa Falls, and River Falls, which beat New Richmond. Obviously, those four winners, 1-0. The others, like Chahai, 0-1. For Eau Claire North, they started the season with three losses. They've had three wins since then. They lost to Sussex Hamilton 94-65, DC Evers 61-59, and La Crosse Central 66-53. Since then, they beat Rapids 78-73, Wausau West 56-52, and Menominee the other night 52-40. So, two 18-minute halves, and now we'll take a break. Come back with the starting lineups in basketball next on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Time for your starting lineups here from the doghouse at Eau Claire North. Mark Halverson with you tonight. By the way, hockey coming to you Friday, Saturday morning. Basketball Saturday night. And so a lot of great action coming your way. And then the boys at Prescott coming up on Monday night. The Chahai boys. First off for Chippewa Falls tonight. The Cards going with the same starters, 6'2 and a senior averaging 7 points a game. Gene Mason, 6'1 senior averaging 17 a game. Easton Bob, 6'5 senior, number 2, averaging 13 a game. Carson Wiedemeyer, 6'2 senior, number 4, averaging 8 a game. Brayden Dickerson, 6'3 senior, number 5, averaging 2 points a game. David Turhart. Cards are coached by Jason Prue. Meanwhile, for Chippewa Falls, for Eau Claire North, rather, they go with 6'3 senior number 3, TJ Johnson, averaging 3 points a game. He's joined by 6'2 junior number 14, averaging 14 a game, Elliot Besson. 6'2 junior number 15, averaging 3 a game, Aaron Gust. 5'10 sophomore number 22, averaging 13 a game, Tyler Barrows. Rounding out the starting lineup for Eau Claire North, 6'7 senior number 24, Andrew Roxfall. averaging 15 a game. The Huskies are coached by second-year head coach Michael Kessler. All right, Chahai in the road black uniforms with the red numerals lettering and some trim, and Eau Claire North in the home white uniforms, the Columbia blue on top and down below in the shorts, and some darker blue in the numerals, Columbia blue in the lettering. All right, so Roxbaugh obviously going to jump against Turhart for the Cards, and the Cards win the tap. So Chippewa Falls going right to left as we're underway here. On top for the Cardinals, working it to number four, Dickerson. Down low, they go Dickerson into the paint, puts it up and in. And there's the first two, and the Cardinals grab the lead. So we got our first highlight right away. 2-0 Chippewa, and that's a better start than the other night. There's the shot from the left corner, and there's a three-pointer for number 24, Roxbaugh, and he nails the three after Dickerson had got the two for the Cardinals. Now Chippewa Falls brings it to their end, trailing by a score of 3-2. And out on top, a foul on Eau Claire North, and it's going to go on 14, Elliot Besson, first personal, first team. Great to have you with us here tonight. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Chippewa Falls basketball, working right to left. Yeah, we go to the ice tomorrow and Saturday morning. Get the OGO sports calendar later. There's a shot from the deep left corner. It's good. Carson Wiedemeyer. So the Cards shooting better out of the gate as Wiedemeyer knocks down the three. And the Cardinals go on top by a score of 5-3. Now the Huskies trying to answer as they on the attack left to right. And with the drive getting it down. Low shot on the right baseline. No good. And the rebound, Turhart, as Roxbaugh missing it. So the Cardinals, with that two-point lead and the basketball, Wiedemeyer works it around Dickerson, left side Mason. Picked up there defensively. He'll drive it left baseline, kick out right side, penetration, Wiedemeyer, and dishes intended it for Turhark and out of bounds for the Cardinals' first turnover. 16-16 to go here in the first half. Huskies basketball trailing Chippewa 5-3. Much better start for the Cards than against Rice Lake the other night. And the Huskies working around on the outside. There's the penetration from Besson. Stops his dribble and intends it for his teammate Gust out of bounds. And the Huskies' first turnover. Well, no, apparently they're going to touch the Cardinals. So they'll keep it. An inbound on the far side and get it off to Gust. Gust on top of the dribble between the legs. Gets it on top to Barrows. Barrows works it to Roxbaugh, their leading scorer at 15 a game. There's a three-pointer, and it rattles out. No good for Besson. And Chippewa Falls with the rebound. Besson, the 6'2 junior. And a good rebound for Turhark. Remember, he had 15 rebounds in the win over Medford on Saturday. Cards in the forecourt. Pass intended for Wiedemeyer. He wasn't looking. And a second Chahai turnover in as many possessions. Huskies now try to tie or get the lead. Roxbaugh. Oh, a fancy move down the lane. Misses the shot. Rebound comes away to the Huskies. And a Chahai foul is called on Turhark. His first, and the first in the Cards is a team with 15:25 to go first half. And the Huskies will inbound underneath their basket. And they get it off on the right side to Roxbaugh. He's certainly the centerpiece, and you can understand, the 6'7 senior, a sweet move, and he gets it, and it ties the game at five for our first tie on the evening. And so now the Cardinals, 15:10 to go first half, bringing it into the forecourt. Working to G. Mason. Mason, pass. Wiedemeyer for three. Off the front iron, no. Rebound, tapped up. Huskies, Barrows has it. Here comes Eau Claire North. Into the forecourt. Gust, into the lane. On top, gets it T.J. Johnson. Driving, off glass, no good. Cardinal rebound, Turhart. He's in pursuit of that Windex award again. Into the forecourt, Chippewa Falls. They get it off Easton Bob on top of Wiedemeyer. He's going to go down low, Dickerson. Dickerson down low, loses it out of bounds, and a Chahai turnover, their third. So the Cards glad to be tied at five, considering they've had three turnovers, started hot, but have cooled off, and some of these possessions not even getting a shot off. the student body for North all standing in construction attire tonight, kind of the safety patrol, I don't know, kind of as if you were a construction worker. And a foul before the shot as the penetrator Besson for North in the Chahai foul, their second. And it's going to go on Mason, his first. Bounce pass on the inbounds. Huskies to Roxfald, and he gets the basket and the foul. The hoop and the harm for the big fella, Andrew Roxfald. He's got 5 points. He'll try to make it six with 14:20 left first half. Third foul on the Cardinals, and they don't have an answer for Roxfald. Dickerson gets his first. Three Cardinals with a foul apiece. Steltner Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, as Roxfald hits the free throw. For three generations, Steltner Incorporated has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelternIncorporated.com. All right, the Cards have been outscored 5-0 here since it was 5-3. Trying to tie this game with maybe a three-pointer here. On the outside, Dickerson with the dribble against this Huskies man-to-man. On top, they get it to Wiedemeyer. Easton Bob. He'll penetrate left side, off glass. There it is. 2 points for Easton Bob. And Bob, with that one, draws the Cards within one at 8-7. Good hoop by the senior. The Cards start five seniors. Penetration off right side to Johnson. TJ for Huskies as they bring it left to right. Picks up his dribble on top to Tyler Barrows. A long three-pointer on the way is no good by Besson. Rebound in the left corner, grabbed by Aaron Gustin. The pass then, well, stolen away. We'll give the Huskies their first turnover on that one. G. Mason for three, off the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound, and the foul goes on Terhark, his second, with 13:18 left first half. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Huskies ball leading 8-7 over Chippewa. Just turned away. Bad news from Vegas, where the Bucks came from 12 down at the half in a big third quarter. Damian Lillard was filling it up. They led by four. The Bucks came into the game the best in the fourth quarter in the NBA, and they lose it 128-119 to Indiana. So the Pacers in the in-season tournament championship. Three-pointer from the right corner for Aaron Gust. And Gust, his first points of the night. And the Huskies out to a 11-7 lead. Chippewa ball. On top, Dickerson. Gets it to Easton Bob. Bob will drive. Left side, there's the shot. Put up and no good. Missed that time by Colin Nichols. Into the game for Coach Jason Pruitt. Here come the Huskies wanting to run, trying to build on that four-point lead, their biggest of the night. Spin move on the outside. They kick it on top. Gust, he'll drive, lay it up, whistle, and a foul. And Gust to the free throw line. Aaron, the 6'2 junior. He has not been to the line this season. And two fouls on G. Mason now. And the Cards with five fouls less than 5.5 minutes into this game. First free throw for Gust is no good. 11-7 Huskies lead. And checking out for Eau Claire North is Besson. For Coach Michael Kessler. Gust will get another free throw here. Into the contest, Carter Burns, a 6'2 senior, number four. And Gust hits the second one. And he's got 4 points. Chippewa down, 12-7. Cardinal basketball out on top. Easton Bob has not scored yet. They could use it from him. And there's the pass intended for Nichols and recovered there by number 10, Jacob McCoy. They're going to try to go. Dickerson down low, puts it off glass. Too hard. Rebound to the Huskies. Here comes Eau Claire North. They want to run. Tyler Johnson into the forecourt. Kicks it outside. There's a shot from Barrows for three. And the Huskies have grown their lead to 15-7. 15-7, Eau Claire North, their biggest lead of the night at 8. Chippewa Falls needs to answer. The drive from LaCroix, kick out in the right corner to Nichols. Three-point attempt, Easton Bobby got it. Boy, that was a huge one. And a timeout, Chippewa, after the three from Bob, cuts an 8-point lead to 5. Back in a minute on WDOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank. delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Barrows misses the three for North. Rebound to Colin Nichols. The Cards into the forecourt. They'll kick it out. LaCoy, and down low, he's going to get a sweet two to Carson Wiedemeyer. And the Cardinals cut it to 15-12 now. And a steal for the Cardinals, racing down the floor and blocked from behind. It was Nichols coming down the floor, but Tyler Johnson with the block from behind. And so for Chippewa, Wiedemeyer getting that last two a moment ago. And, of course, Easton Bob and then the Cards with a turnover now, and that is their fourth. The three-pointer from Roxfall is good, and Roxfall buries the three. And he's got 9 points on the night. Their leading scorer at 15 a game. Chippewa down 18-12. Cardinals with it. Bob driving left baseline. Nice drive and two for Chippewa. And it makes it 18-14 after the Easton Bob hoop. Again, Huskies have led by as many as eight. Driving Carter Burns in off the Huskies bench. And Roxfall misses that driving layup. Would have put him to double digits. Nichols with the rebound advances it for the Cardinals. And his bounce pass stolen away for Chahai's fifth turnover. I have only one for Eau Claire North. Deep left corner, that's Burns. He'll drive, nearly traveled. Roxfall for three, rattles off the back iron, no. Rebound comes down to Easton Bob. LaCoy now will bring it across the timeline. Chahai bringing it right to left. On top, Wiedemeyer. Better shooting for the Cards overall than it was in that loss on Tuesday night to Rice Lake. Despite the fact that that was the home game. But nice gym here. It's the doghouse, but the home to so many great basketball Big Rivers Conference battles over the years. And a Huskies foul with 9:39 approaching the midway point of this first half. And it's going to be their second team foul. It's going to go on number four, Carter Burns, his first personal, second team, the other one on Besson. LaCoy to get it in for the Cards. Bounce pass says an open teammate on the right side. And then getting back to LaCoy, it's blocked and stolen away. It's Teague Anderson who's in there. And they'll lay it up and in. A left-handed layup for Tyler Johnson. His first two. And it's a 20-14 lead for Eau Claire North. Into the forecourt now. Chippewa Falls. Down by six. They've trailed by as many as eight. Pass inside, whistle, and a foul is going to go on an overly aggressive Tyler Barrows, the 5'10 sophomore. Committing it on Dickerson, trying to post up low. Brayton, a 6'2 guard, but he's got the height and the strength that he's not afraid to post up down low. McCoy will get it in for Jason Prue's guys. Looking and does, and goes left side and kicks that one over to Teague Anderson. They work it on the outside. Chippewa Falls. Bob in the right corner. LaCoy. Bob for three. No good. Rebound comes away to North and Besson. Here come the Huskies into the forecourt. Pulling it out. And there's the three-point attempt from Besson. He buried it. And it's 23-14. Huskies' biggest lead of the night at nine. 23-14 Huskies. And just bombs away on the three-pointer. And that was Besson that time for three. Deep left corner, Teague Anderson. He's going to miss off the far iron. Rebound down to Roxfall. across that timeline. Racing gets his pass out to 14, Besson. Besson gets it on top, Roxfall. Working around on the outside. Roxfall now matched against Dickerson. He's got a big height advantage. And there's another three-pointer is good for Elliott Besson. Can the Cardinals answer this barrage of threes, which has boosted the lead to 12 at 26-14? Cardinals down by a dozen. Wiedemeyer hit a three earlier. Boy, that's, I have to check how many three. Easton Bob, no good from long range. Rebound Roxfall. They've got five three-pointers for the Huskies and two for the Cardinals. Bombs away again. And Carter Burns off the bench saying it's not just the starters who can light it up. These guys can shoot. 29-14, they've more than doubled the Cardinals. 7:34 to go, first half. Easton Bob trying to answer. LaCoy chases the rebound out of bounds to the Huskies, who lead it by 15. They beat Menominee the other night, 52-40 at Menominee. In their three straight wins, two of them have been on the road at Rapids and at Menominee. Double pump, left hand, doesn't go, followed up and in. Beautiful play by Tyler Johnson. He missed it, and again, 31-14, the Huskies just having their way with the Cards. It was 18-14, folks, so they're on ice. Yeah, do the math, a 13-0 run, and Dickerson finally stops it. Dickerson, with that hoop, stops the bleeding, and they needed that one as a big 13-0 run. And then a block shot by Wiedemeyer, who gets called for a foul as Roxfall. And again, North inside and out, kind of having their way. I mean, they've hit the five, one, two, three, four, five, six three-pointers. And now with Roxfall, I mean, he's got the inside scoring ability as well. But he's already had 2 3-pointers, so he will go for his 10th point on the night. Had one old-fashioned three earlier. Free throw from Roxfall is good. He's got 10 now. North looks good. They have continued to improve. Again, they were very young last year. But these green bananas are turning ripe. As G. Mason will spell Teague Anderson for Coach Jason Pruce's squad. 6:47 left here, first half. Service Master of the Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold, remediation, and trauma. Hit the second free throw as well, making it 33-16. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well at Service Master of the Chippewa Valley. It's servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. LaCroix bring for Chippewa across the timeline, right to left. 33-16, 17-point lead. Dickerson, second straight hoop for him. Makes it 33-18. Cards have been down by as many as 17 now a couple of times. Loose ball on the floor. Chaha out of there with it. A rare North turnover. Just their second. With 6:23 left in the half. And the Cards down and a North foul. So Dickerson, the last two hoops for Chippewa. And now LaCroix into the forecourt. Unofficially, I've got Dickerson for 6 of Chahai's 18 points. Dickerson on top. Alternating hands dribble. Lost it. And a foul. The foul, by the way, a moment ago was on Maddox Gertz. A 6'1 Eau Claire North senior. Number 5. And Gertz will check out now in favor of Tyler Barrows. Another foul. This goes on 14 Besson. His second. For North. G. Mason to inbound for the Cards. Got LaCroix and Wiedemeyer. And the inbounds pass for 2 as he found Dickerson 3 straight times now for Dickerson. So he's getting the job done for Chippewa offensively. A run out of 2s to cross out. And his stat line 33-20 now. And the steal for Chippewa Falls. Huskies' second straight turnover. Into the forecourt, Cardinals, Mason, left side, picks up the dribble. Swings at Dickerson on top. Dickerson to Mason in the left corner. Aggressive defense on him by T.J. Johnson. Back to Mason, tries to get it down low to Wiedemeyer, stolen away. Cardinals' 6th turnover. High dribble, racing it down the floor, T.J. Johnson. Right corner, they'll get it off Stoffel off the bench. Garrett Stoffel, a 6'1 senior. And then a deflected pass from Barrows, recovered by North. 5:20 left in the first half. Husky ball in a 13-point lead that led by as many as 17. We've had one tie, but it's been North throughout. And there's the three. And say he got fouled as the sophomore, Tyler Barrows, and he can do it. And a timeout's called. Full timeout. Back in a minute. 5:08 left first half. Cars down 16 at the doghouse. Eau Claire North.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Salo tipped up by Linder, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up. Beautiful. Nolan bounce pass. Wide open for two. The senior Emily Thaw.
Here's Ty High with a chance. And a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Chai down by 16, 36-20. They've got the basketball. 5:08 left first half. Mark Halverson on this end at the doghouse. Dawson Halverson, Gavin Bovey, man in the controls back at our WOGO studios. Hockey tomorrow night, and we got a hockey basketball doubleheader on Saturday. Basketball again for Prescott Monday night. Chai boys. And Wiedemeyer gets called for the travel. Cardinals seventh turnover. Huskies get it back, 4:53 left in the half. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Huskies into the forecourt. There's the drive in the lane, shot up, no. Huskies rebound, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Wiedemeyer. Shot was missed by T.J. Johnson, and Roxfeld getting the rebound. The big 6'7 seniors had terrific game already with 11 points, two threes, and 3 of 3 from the line. As Barrows will inbound it for Eau Claire North. Barrows bounce pass, Roxfeld puts up the shot, no good. Cardinal rebound comes down to David Turhart. Here's Chippewa into the forecourt. LaCoy gets it off to Wiedemeyer. On top, Dickerson, who's kind of carried them lately. He's going to try to drive. Contact, basket, no good. Rebound tipped out to the Huskies. Here comes Eau Claire North. Racing down the floor, left to right. Goes right corner to Stoffel. On top to Barrows, the sophomore. And now setting it up is Roxfeld. Again, he's comfortable on the perimeter as more and more the big guys are at all levels. On top to Stoffel. Right corner, Roxfeld. Aggressive defense on him by Easton Bob. Barrows. Huskies taking their time. Stoffel will drive, and he puts it up and in. So the bench player, I don't know, maybe the eighth man, Stoffel drives and scores, and they've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players get in the scoring column. Huskies lead at 38-20. LaCoy out on top for the Cardinals. Gets it off to Turhark, and a whistle and a over-aggressive foul by Aaron Gust, the 6'2 junior. Number 15, and it's already the sixth team foul on the Huskies. Gust's first. Turhark will take a seat for Chippewa. G. Mason to get it in, along with McCoy, Bob, Wiedemeyer, and Dickerson for the Cards. Close to their starting lineup, except for LaCoy. Underneath, Dickerson works it. Boy, he's worked it so well inside. Dickerson has 10 now. And many of them pretty recently. Need some help. Barrows comes up short on his three-point attempt. Cardinals with it. Within 16 at 38-22. Underneath, the basket good, and a drive by Dickerson. He's got 10 in recent times. Wow. Dickerson really impressing here. And the Cardinals just need to get him a little bit of help. But that was sweet right there. And a drive by Roxfield, whistle and a foul with 2:45 left in the half. Cards fighting just to be within 14. And Roxfield back to the free throw line as G. Mesa gets his third foul. And Roxfield came into the game as a 72% free throw shooter. He's hit all three of his shots from the charity stripe tonight. First one is good. Coming up at halftime, we'll check the stat sheet, some highlights, and the WOGO sports calendar all ahead here on this Thursday evening, December 7th, 82nd anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack. Second free throw, no good. Roxfald missing his first free throw of the night. Terhark yanking down another rebound. McCoy into the forecourt. Cards down 15. 5 3-pointers just to tie it. And oh, by the way, you got to stop them along the way. Bob in the deep left corner. Works around on the outside. On top, head of the wheel. He'll drive, contact, knocks a player to the floor, and Wiedemeyer then misses the shot. It's Roxfield who fell to the floor. Cards fighting for the rebound, can't get it. Ahead to the Huskies. Here comes Roxfield. On the right wing. They get the drive, and then Tyler Johnson lost the ball. Loose ball on the floor, picked up, shot blocked. Elliot Johnson off the end of that bench, the 6'2 senior, gets fouled with 2:03 left in the half, and the Huskies up 15. And that foul goes on Braden Dickerson, his second. Johnson to the line, free throw, no good off the back iron. 39-24, Huskies have led by as many as 17. It's at 15 now. Second one is off the back iron. No good. He missed them both. Terhark another rebound. So Johnson misses both of those. Chahai basketball. Wiedemeyer on top. Dickerson. Boy, he's been good offensively for the Cards this half, especially these last 5-6 minutes. Wow. Dickerson, he's going to drive. Bounce pass. Down low to Wiedemeyer. Basket no, and a foul is called with 1:44 left in the half. And kind of cool here because to my left, North has a live stream, and it's I presume a high schooler who's doing the call by himself. So that's love to see that, young broadcasters in development. And why not? Your own high school's game with the live stream, and the free throw is good for Dickerson. So Dickerson had the four, he had 12, and now 13 points. So Brayden came in averaging 8 a game. He's well above that already with 1:44 left in the half. Cards down 14. Try to get him within 13 here. Dickerson, a 64% free throw shooter coming in, had some goals. He's having a great night. For sure, a standout night. Huskies now. Final 100 seconds of this first half. On top, Roxfall, the straw that kind of stirs the drink for them. And they're in the bit of a delay, it would appear. T.J. Johnson's stolen away. Huskies fourth turnover. Cards in the break, going to lay it up and in. Nice move by Easton Bob. He's got 5. Inside of 1:20 left in the half. Cards are back within 11. Could maybe get this thing to single digits. That didn't seem real hopeful when it was at 15, but now 70 seconds left in the half. Huskies drive, basket good, and a foul. That's not going to help that cause as Tyler Johnson, the 6'1 senior, came in averaging 8 a game off the bench with the basket, and he's had 3 of those tonight, so he's got 6 points, and the foul goes on number 10, Jacob LaCroix, and his first, and it's the ninth in the Cards as a team who trail at 41-28. Tyler Johnson, 6'1 senior. Left-hander. Free throw is up and got it. So Johnson with 7 points. And the Huskies lead it by 14 again. Kind of like that 11. It was a little bit more, you know, more manageable. Wiedemeyer behind that three-point line. Head one early. Nichols, who's checked into the game. There's an errant pass stolen away. Into the forecourt. Huskies, final 48 seconds of the first half. Johnson on the outside. Picked up defensively by Dickerson. Back to Carter Burns. And now maybe North will hold it for one. Inside of 40 seconds. That'd be the wise thing. No need to really give the Chi-High Cardinals the ball again. Down by 14, 42-28. On the dribble out on tap, Carter Burns. 25 seconds left in the half. Picked up defensively by Wiedemeyer as Burns. 20 seconds. Going to figure out at what point they're going to make the drive. 15 seconds now. Off to 23, Johnson on the far side. Picked up defensively by Dickerson. 10 seconds now. You want to get a shot off, though, that's for sure. Down to 6 seconds. He'll fake, he'll shoot the three, and off the back iron, no good for Tyler Johnson. And Easton Bob will miss one from beyond half court. Our score, 18 minutes in. Chaha on the road, trailing the home school Eau Claire North Huskies, 42-28. We'll take a three-minute timeout. Back in 3 minutes on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Christmas with The Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with The Chosen, holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kidat, featuring Jeremy King. 10th Avenue North.
Love is here. Love is now.
And Toby Mac.
Tonight's the night for the
OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Halftime is Eau Claire North leading Chippewa Falls 42-28. Mark Halverson here at the Doghouse at Eau Claire North. Thanks again to Gavin Bobby and Dawson Halverson back at our WOGO studios. Before we get into the halftime, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Well, let's just kind of give an overview of that first half. Chai actually out to the early lead, 2-0, and they led 5-3, so I guess we did have a lead change, right? The Huskies got the lead at 3-2. Chai got the lead at 5-3. There was the one tie at 5, and then I guess Chai got the lead at 8-7. No, it was the other way around, so I misspoken. So anyhow, that was where basically North got the lead, Chai got it, North got it back, and they have not let go. Anyhow, I'll get that confusing myself. It was Chai led, North got the lead, then Chai got the lead, and then North got the lead. All right, so three lead changes. That took too long. And then North just grew that lead like, you know, the Beanstalk and Jack and the Beanstalk, and it grew from like 15 to 12, 18 to 14, and then they just really took it there until leading 31 to 14. So, yeah, they went on a 13-0 run, and that was a real difficult stretch there for the Cardinals. After that, after it was 31 to 14 the rest of the half, Chai actually outscored North 14 to 11 the rest of the half, getting us to where we are here. So that 13-0 run, quite costly. All right, let's get to the individual scoring in that first half for the Eau Claire North Huskies. Garrett Stoffel off the bench with 2. T.J. Johnson played but did not score. Carter Burns off the bench with 3. Elliot Johnson, 2 missed free throws. Elliot Besson, the 6'2 junior, with 2 threes for 6 points. Aaron Gust, a starter at 6'2 and a junior, with a 3-pointer and 1 true from the line for 4 points. Tyler Barrows with 6, 7 points for Tyler Johnson, 14 for Andrew Roxfald in that first half. Meanwhile, for Chippewa Falls, 3 scores. Easton Bob had 9. He had a 3-pointer and 3 2-point baskets. Carson Wiedemeyer had a 3 and a 2 for 5. And Brady Dickerson went off for 14 points. And there's your numbers. 3 scores for the Cards versus, I think we told you, 7 different scores. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Actually, 8, because Stoffel got in. 8 scores compared to 3, and that's a real difference here in this first half. All right, let's get you some highlights as well on WOGO in this first half of basketball. Let's give these a listen. And, of course, we will do that in just a moment here. And it sounded like this. Working right to left. Yeah, we go to the ice tomorrow and Saturday morning. OGO sports calendar later. There's the shot from the deep left corner. It's good. Carson Wiedemeyer. So the Cards shooting better out of the gate as Wiedemeyer knocks down the 3. All right, the Cards have been outscored 5-0 here since it was 5-3. Trying to tie this game with maybe a 3-pointer here. On the outside, Dickerson with the dribble against this Huskies man-to-man. On top, they get it to Wiedemeyer. Easton Bob. He'll penetrate left side off glass. There it is. 2 points for Easton Bob. Chippewa Falls needs to answer. The drive from LaCroy. Kick out in the right corner to Nichols. 3-point attempt. Easton Bob. He got it. Boy, that was a huge one. They'll kick it out. LaCroy. And down low, he's going to get a sweet 2 to Carson Wiedemeyer. And the Cardinals cut it to 15 to 12. Cardinals with it. Bob driving left baseline. Nice drive at 2 for Chippewa. Some of the highlights in the first half here on WOGO. So they're on ice. Yeah, do the math. A 13-0 run. And Dickerson finally stops it. Dickerson, who had a lot of the highlights in the latter part of the half. One more. Underneath, the basket good. And a drive by Dickerson. He's got 10 in recent times. Wow. And he finished the first half with 14. We'll take one last two-minute timeout coming up. The second half of basketball, Chai boys trailing at the doghouse to Eau Claire North 42-28 on this Thursday night, December 7th on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Getting ready for the second half of basketball here. Chi-High trailing 42-28. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi-High and McDonnell Athletics. All right, the second half is underway, and it's the Huskies' ball as they go right to left. Three-point attempt on the way is good by Andrew Roxfald. He's got 17 now. And really filling up the stat sheet is Roxfald. And, again, he came in averaging 15. Chi-High ball down by as many as they have been all night at 45-28. Shot down low and two for the Cardinals. And Dickerson is just willing his way. And he's got 16 now for Chippewa. 16 for Dickerson and cuts the lead to 15. The Huskies on the attack at the offensive end. Shot put up. It honeycombs out of there. No for Besson. And the Cardinals out of there with the rebound. So 16 for Dickerson. Wow. And Cardinals work it on the outside. Wiedemeyer for three. Off the rim, no good. He was open. Cardinal rebound. They recover it. Three-point attempt. Easton Bob is good. And just like that, the Cards within 12 at 45-33. So the two-pointer earlier for Chippewa, and now the hoop for Easton Bob. And a whistle and a foul on the north end offensively with 16:35 left here in this second half. And foul goes on Dickerson, his third for Chippewa. They could ill afford to lose him the way he's played tonight. Wow. Dickerson going off, doubling his scoring average, 16 points. Again, Easton Bob with a three a moment ago, up to 12 in the night. And another foul on the Cardinals. And Easton Bob gets his first. And the second on the Cards is a team here in this second half. Down low, Roxfald's going to lay it up and in. It's just too much there. Down low for Terhark to handle, and he's got 19. He's tough. He can do it inside and out. One of the better players in the Big Rivers Conference for sure, Andrew Roxfald, the 6'7 senior. All right, the Cards now down 14. Bounce pass down low. Wiedemeyer got it up and in. Good job by Wiedemeyer. And Wiedemeyer makes it 47-35. Chippewa Huskies into the forecourt. Look to the cutter down low, and somebody missed the defensive assignment. Barrows missed the shot going from right to left. G. Mason out of there with it for the Cards. 15:40 left in the second half. Down by 12. Cards have been down by as many as 17 even in the second half. Dickerson down low. Contact, he puts it up, and it goes in, and a foul. Oh, a sweet move by Dickerson. And what a game. He's got 18, trying to make it 19. All right, I think they're giving a delay of game against Eau Claire North, kind of a warning. After Dickerson makes it a 10-point game, he had 14 at the half, and he's kept it going here. On Larry Bird's 67th birthday, I saw a clip that talked about Larry Bird and Sidney Moncrief, the former Buck, and Dickerson reminded me of the high school version. Sidney Moncrief would post down low. He was so strong, and Dickerson doing some of that here for Chippewa Falls tonight. So what a game for him. Outstanding for the 6'2 senior, and he stays at 18, missed that free throw. And here come the Huskies into the forecourt, leading it by 10 now. Cardinals want to get to the single digits, and it's just Roxfall putting on a show. Basket and the foul with 15:21 left in the half. And Roxfall just making it happen and having his way on the penetration. And that's the fourth foul on Dickerson. And that, boy, again, we've talked about what a whale of a game he's playing. But and Roxfall gets the basket and gets the foul as well, the free throw. 50-37, Huskies by 13 now. And Chahai basketball, LaCoy into the forecourt. Picked up defensively there by Gust. Bob on top gets it to Wiedemeyer. Again, you got Dickerson out of the game with those four fouls. It's a 13-point game. What can they do offensively without him? He's been their leader with 18 points. 18 to the 37. He's got close to half of the points. LaCoy got fouled, and it's a contact by Aaron Gust in his second, the 6'2 junior for North, and the second team foul on the Huskies here since intermission. G. Mason to inbound it for the Cards. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team at Eau Claire or Lake Hallion anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Cards from Nicolet Bank. Mason's pass to Bob, knocked out of bounds, and it'll stay Chippewa Falls basketball. No turnovers in the second half. We had a halftime. Chippewa had 8, North had 4. We've had no turnovers here since halftime. Mason to inbound. They got LaCoy. And we will allow Tyler Johnson to come in for Elliot Besson. Deep North squad for Coach Mike Kessler. On top, a work it around. Right side, LaCoy. On top, Bob's going to shoot, and off the back rim, no good. Rebound, Roxfall, doing it at both ends. 50-37 Huskies. Cards did get it down to 10, but then Roxfall with the old-fashioned three. And trying to use a bit of a stiff arm, Tyler Johnson on G. Mason's defense. Roxfall now the big guy who can handle the ball well, and then LaCoy committing the foul out on top against him. So it'll be Tyler Johnson to throw it in on the far side. 14:20 left in the second half. Husky ball up 13. They led by as many as 17. Johnson out on top, top of the key. Picks up his dribble right side to the sophomore Barrows. Work it left wing to Gust. On top from the corner, the shot is good. Tyler Barrows, a sure shot, his third three. He's got 9 now, 53-37. And just like that, the Huskies back to a 16-point lead. Now the Cardinals to try to answer. Wiedemeyer behind that three-point line. Left side to Mason. He goes left baseline. He'll take it up. Blocked from behind. That looked good. I thought Mason was going to get his first hoop of the night. Huskies cutting through the defense and missing the shot on the drive was Tyler Johnson. And he stepped out of bounds. He missed the shot, and then I think in pursuit of the rebound, somebody had come in from out of bounds, and so kind of inadvertent there. All right. Into the forecourt, Bob. Cardinals bring it left to right. We'll get a timeout. 13:32 left in regulation with the Cardinals. Down 16 on WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
53-37, Eau Claire North. It's the team's return. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Triple Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine and orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Triple Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, as LaCoy's shot was blocked out of bounds, and it's going to be North basketball. Triple Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. LaCoy with a good drive, but Roxfald said, not tonight, not in my gym. And then apparently a touch to Chai player on the way out of bounds. So Huskies ball up 16. The Cards did have it at 10 at 47-37, but the Huskies on a 6-0 run since then. And they try to add to it with a three-point attempt. No good from Roxfald. He's got the green light all day long, I guess. Bob for the Cardinals racing down on top to LaCoy. Inside of 13 minutes left in regulation, Cards down 16. Do they have the offensive firepower to come from behind? Mason looking for his first points in the night. On top to Bob. They work it down low. Wiedemeyer. Spin move, basket, and Roxfald was on the ground, and so it's a Chai foul. With 12:44 left in regulation, as Wiedemeyer gets called for his second for the Cards, their fifth team foul. And Roxfald will get it in here to Tyler Johnson. Into the forecourt. Huskies bring it down right to left. Some subs. Carter Burns into the game for Coach Kessler. The shot from the lefty is good. That's Tyler Johnson who drains it. That's a 2 for Johnson, a 2. He's got 4 twos and a free throw to give him 9 points on the night. 55-37. That is now the biggest lead of the night. It had 17 several times. So the Cards get those flurries, but Bob's shot is blocked. And starting to pick up their defensive presence now. Maddox Gertz, a 6'1 senior off the bench. They go deep here for Coach Kessler. And it was a foul, though, in the process. Okay, so don't get carried away there. Gertz gets the foul in the midst of the block, maybe getting him with a body. And Easton Bob to the line. Free throw number 1 is good. Bob came in here, a 75% free throw shooter. That's his first trip to the line tonight. He had 9 at halftime, and he's now got 10 points. Make it 11. He was fouled on the three-pointer, so he'll get 3. ...55-39... Huskies with 12:10 left in regulation. Free throw number 3 is good. So Bob improving his free throw percentage there from already respectable 75 with those 3 makes, and he's got 12 points. Huskies on the attack. Bounce pass. Oh, Roxfall, just nobody in his way. I don't know, the interior defense lacking for the Cards there as Roxfall just owning it there. LaCoy for three. Rattles out for him. No. Rebound comes down. Roxfall doing it at both ends. He gets it off to Tyler Johnson. Roxfall very confident. 6'7 senior. Johnson going to drive and lay it in. And he schooled his defender, Terhark, in the process. Johnson has five twos and a free throw for 11 points tonight. And it's 59-40, biggest lead of the night for the Huskies at 19. Cardinals, Wiedemeyer, low post, shot put up, off the front iron, no. Roxfall with it. Just over 11 minutes left in this second half. Huskies ball. It was not that long ago, folks, 47-37. Since then, the Huskies have outscored the Cards 12-3, and a travel is called. Our first turnover of the second half. And the student section getting their, they have been standing throughout, supporting their school and their squad, dressed in the construction attire tonight. How'd they get everybody with the construction attire? Wow. I don't know. Somebody, dad works for a construction company? I don't know. Or mom. Dickerson nearly, Dickerson's out there with the four fouls. Why not? Because the Cards are down 19. And Dickerson had 18 points tonight. Down low, Dickerson trying to work his way, but ultimately going to get a call for the travel. Cardinals' ninth turnover with 10:43 left. And some subs into the game. Dickerson is going to come back out now. He did not get a foul, but he traveled. And again, they're trying to just preserve him, trying to get him in there on offense, not to foul. Kick in the left corner, shot is up, and no good by Carter Burns, the 6'2 senior reserve, but a Huskies offensive rebound, and he was taking his pivot steps, and they traveled. Elliot Johnson, the 6'2 senior. Huskies only their sixth turnover unofficially, and Shahai basketball. Stick around for the Post-Glass and Mirror postgame show a bit later on tonight. Well, hopefully Coach Prue will make the climb of the bleachers to talk to us, and we've got the stats, the highlights, and the WOGO sports calendar all ahead. G. Mason has it stolen away. Here come the Huskies. Length of the core on the fast break. The pass to Roxfall. They'll hold on to it. Shahai's 10th turnover there. Been a while since the Cards have scored. Huskies now with just over 10 minutes left in regulation. Roxfall for three. Got it. He's just money in the bank, folks. He's a sure thing. And that is his fourth three of the night. He's just filling up the stat line. The 6'7 senior. Timeout, Jason Prue. We'll take a break. Cardinals full timeout back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Down low, tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up. Beautiful. Nolan bounce pass. Wide open for two. The senior Emily Thaw.
Here's Ty High with a chance. And a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Huskies' biggest lead of the night at 22. Coach Jason Prue with a full timeout there, down to two timeouts left with 9:50 in this second half. And the Cards taking it on the chin here against their Big Rivers Conference rival, Eau Claire North. G. Mason, Easton Bob, Carson Wiedemeyer, Brandon Dickerson, and David Terhark for the Cardinals. The drive is good, and nice one for Dickerson. He's got 20. And that is the hopefully a highlight we can preserve for later on. And the deep left right corner shot up and no good for Elliot Besson. But the Huskies yet another offensive rebound. Out on top, Tyler Johnson holding the ball. And the pass through the hands of Tyler Johnson and out of bounds. For the Huskies, seventh turnover. The Cards have 10. 62-42 Eau Claire North. Again, it was a 10-point game at 47-37. Since then, the Huskies outscoring the Cards 15-5, doubling it up to 20. It was 22. Easton Bob's three-pointer partially blocked out on top by Johnson. Out of bounds. Last touch the Cards to Eau Claire North with 8:58 to go in regulation. And Mason will take a seat in favor of Colin Nichols, joining Bob and Terhark and LaCoy out there. And so North on the attack, right to left. Roxfald is coming back to the scorer's table. I don't know. It's a 20-point game. Well, whatever. Everybody's got their own thoughts. There's the shot from the outside. No good by Tyler Johnson. Rebound cleared by Wiedemeyer. Here come the Cardinals. LaCoy into the forecourt on the right side. Picks up the dribble on top. Bob Easton with it behind the line. He'll drive all the way in and draws the foul on Tyler Johnson with 8:25 left in regulation. 62-42. Cards try to get this thing under 20 here with Bob to the free throw line. Easton is a perfect 3 of 3 from the stripe tonight. And has, what, 6, 10, 13 points? 13, he misses that one. Foul going, as we mentioned, on Tyler Johnson, his first. And for the Huskies, their fifth as a team. Huskies looking to make it 4 in a row here and go to 2-0 in the conference. They can hold on. The second one from Bob, a little bit short. And the rebound to Roxfall. So after hitting the three free throws earlier, missing those two. Huskies basketball up by 20. Three-point attempt. Roxfall grazes the rim. No good. Rebound down LaCoy for Chippewa. 62-42 Eau Claire North. Approaching the eight-minute mark now. The ball on the floor for Easton Bob. On top, LaCoy. He'll drive right side. Shot up by Nichols. No good. Rebound yanked down for Besson and Eau Claire North. Down and a reverse layup. No good. Missed by Carter Burns. Here come the Cardinals. Bob on the far side. Chai bringing it left to right. LaCoy now. 7:40 left in the second half. Bob faking the three. 15-footer extended. Got it. Basket for Easton Bob. And that makes it 62-44. Cardinals having a tough time overall to try to match that the power, the offensive firepower of North. And again, we knew with those big three coming in, averaging 15, 14, and 13 respectively. And the three-point attempt missed from long range by Besson. He's their second leading scorer. But Roxfall really stands out, and he's had a terrific game. Approaching the seven-minute mark now. LaCoy to Wiedemeyer. Wiedemeyer's drive gets it off and hands it down, and 2 points for David Terhart. And a timeout is called. We'll take a break. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
It's time to call Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or wheresgala.com. All right, into the forecourt now. The Huskies, inside of 7 minutes to go. They lead Chippewa 62-46. Cards have cut it by six. It had been up to 22. There's the shot by Roxfald. No good. Chippewa Falls rebound. And Nichols doing a good job there. Colin Nichols, the 6'3 junior. Into the forecourt, Cardinals. On top, LaCoy. And And work it over into the right side to Nichols. He'll find the cutter in Terhark, and he'll dish it over, and they work it around the outside. Easton Bob for three. Got it. And the Cards within 13 at 62-49. Chippewa Falls making it happen there. On a 9-0 run since they were down 22. Got to like that. On the outside now, the Huskies with 6:07 to go in regulation. Dropping the ball, Tyler Barrows. Loose ball picked up by the Cardinals. Huskies' eighth turnover. Chippewa ball. Bob for a deep three. Got it! And the Cards are from 10 at 62-52 on a 12-0 run. And now let's see how the Huskies respond there. As Chippewa on a 12-0 run, and Easton Bob, boom, boom, hitting back-to-back three-pointers for Chippewa. With 5.5 minutes to play. Cards within 10 at 62-52. There's the drive from the Huskies. Jump stop, shot put up, no. Cardinals out of there with it. Nichols into the forecourt. Nichols, LeCoy, left side, Bob for another three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound yanked down by Roxfald on the far side. Boy, that would have made it a 7-point game had Bob hit that one. And some contact out on top with 5:01 to go, but the Cardinals unexpectedly rallying from 62-40 down to get it back to 62-52 with 5:01 left in the second half as LeCoy and Terhark will check out. The foul is on Nichols, his first for the Cards, their sixth as a team. And on the far side, inbounding it, Tyler Barrows. Barrows gets it in to Tyler Johnson. Good ball handling, left-handed shooting guard. And Roxfald, the big fella, he can handle the ball with the best of them as well. Johnson working on Nichols, deflected, but recovered by the Huskies. 4:40 to go in regulation. Huskies ball up by 10. Barrows is deflected and stolen away by Dickerson. Huskies turnover laid up and no good by Dickerson. Mason fights for the rebound. Cardinals have it. Dickerson works it around Nichols. Easton Bob, oh, off the back iron. Could have made it a 7-point game. He's missed two now, and he was so hot there. But again, taking his chances. Would have been nice. Well, again, you know, you can dream and say if. But if he could have made both of those, if by chance, it'd be a 4-point game. And the Huskies lose it up. So Huskies have just gotten sloppy here as they back-to-back turnovers. And Easton Bob slapping his hands going, oh, man, just wanted it. And, again, he's had the guts to keep shooting it here. A 12-0 run for the Cards with 4:06 to play. As Nichols checks out, he did a good job. And LeCoy and Bob in the backcourt. Then you got Wiedemeyer, Dickerson, and Mason for the Cardinals. So basically the starters, except for LeCoy. Bob, right side, Mason, come on now, off the rim, no good. And the rebound to Roxfald, inside of 3:50 to go in the second half. Roxfald, Tyler Johnson, he'll drive, contact, and a foul. And Tyler will head to the line where he's 1 of 1 on the night with 3:42 to go. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. The foul was on G. Mason, his fourth of the night. Free throw on the lefty, Johnson, is good. Tyler, a senior, one of 10 seniors on this North team, yeah. They only start two of them, but they got a lot of them. .342 to go. That breaks the 12-0 Chahai run. Back to an 11-point lead for the Huskies, who had led by double this at 22. He hits them both. Good free throw touch for Tyler Johnson. And those three free throws, he's got 13 points of the night. Cardinals on the attack left to right. Mason on top with the four fouls. Wiedemeyer on top. LeCoy, they're working right side. Bob. Mason, right baseline. Penetrate toward the lane on top, LeCoy. Spin move into the lane. He'll pull up and pops out of there for him, no good. And Roxfald, yet another rebound for the big fella for Eau Claire North. Huskies by 12 with the basketball, 3:15 to go. Into the game, Gust for Eau Claire North, and losing the ball, Johnson, he recovers on his knees, gets it off to Barrows. Barrows, just a sophomore, plays like a senior. 3 minutes left, 64-52 Huskies over Chahai. Spin move in the lane, double pumping Johnson, and a foul with 2:54 to go. And it's going to send Tyler Johnson to the line. You don't want to put him in the line. He's 3 of 3 there tonight. Came in shooting just 20% from the line, 1 of 5. He's boosted that to 4 of 8. Free throw is good. 65-52 Huskies. 2:54 to play. Another one for Johnson is good. 5 of 5 putting on a clinic at the free throw line. 66-52. Huskies by 14. Cardinals did get it down to 10 a couple of times earlier at 47-37 and again at 62-52. But couldn't get it to single digits. Bob now with 2:40 to go. And an offensive foul on Easton Bob against his defender Barrows. And so that is the ninth team foul on the Cardinals, the second on Bob. And Jason Prue is going to call for Terhark to check into the game for LaCoy. 2:38 to go. Huskies with the ball, and again, the Cards got it to 10 but on a 12-0 run, but since then, back to a 14-point lead for Eau Claire North. Roxfald, Andrew, number 24, the big 6'7 senior, in on the weave as well as Barrows. There's the penetration from Gust, and he's amidst a couple of Chahai defenders. G. Mason squaring out on Roxfald, and he'll get free. Clock ticking toward 2 minutes to go in regulation. Huskies just taking the air out of the ball now. Roxfald picks up his dribble to Johnson, pursued by G. Mason. Huskies don't need to shoot. Just playing keep away here. And Wiedemeyer commits the foul. Carson, I think his third with 1:53 to go. Make it his fourth. His fourth foul with 1:53 to go. And sends Tyler Johnson to the line where he's been impressive. 5 for 5. And Coach Kessler, Michael Kessler of North, talking to his four other players who aren't shooting. Using it as a timeout, if you will, as Johnson now 5 of 5 from the line. Make it 6 of 6, actually, so he's got 16 points. Loading up on those free throws, a la Damian Lillard for the Bucks, who shoots, I think last I heard he was the fifth highest free throw percentage in the NBA, over 90%. Second one good, so 7 free throws for Johnson. Hard to believe he came in, his free throw stat said he was 1 of 5. Well, not tonight. Not tonight, No. He's getting it done. All right, Cardinal ball down by 16. Wiedemeyer is going to miss the three, and the rebound stolen away. It was taken right out of the hands of Brady Jensen, a reserve by the Cardinals, Dickinson, and number 4, Brady Dickerson. Dickerson getting the hoop as well. We're back in half a minute. Cards down 14, WDOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Have a need for anything glass, new mirror, quality door, shower door, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. All right, Eau Claire North ball, 96 seconds to go. Tyler Johnson, good ball handler, great free throw shooter, and a Chahai steal. So, again, Huskies with a couple of turnovers here in the drive. Basket good, and a foul by Easton Bob with 1:27 to go. The fight continues in these Cardinals. So Bob has four threes and a good night here for Easton Bob for sure. 68-56, the Cards back within 12 with 1:27 to go. Free throw is up and got it. The foul, by the way, was on Johnson, his second. So Bob with the free throw after a couple misses earlier. 1:25 and counting. Full court press. They get it across the timeline. Barrows. And now North just kind of playing keep away. And a foul. LaCoy out on top. Hopefully they've seen enough of Tyler Johnson. They give Aaron Gust, who is one of two from the line, and he came in without having been to the line in their first six games. Huskies losing their first three and then winning their latest three. They lost to Sussex Hamilton, D.C. Evers by a hoop, and La Crosse Central by 13. Then they beat Wisconsin Rapids, Wausau West, and Menominee. As the free throw is good by Gust. High school hockey tomorrow night, Cardinal hockey, and then they're back at it on Saturday morning at 11:40 with the pregame. Second free throw for Gust, no good. So again, more human than we've seen from Tyler Johnson with those perfect 7 of 7 from the line. Cards down 12 in the late going here at the doghouse. LaCoy, Mason on the left. And Easton Bob has been carrying him. G. Mason for three. Come on, off the front iron. No, just a little bit short. G. had multiple threes in the win over Medford the other day, but just a little bit short here on the shot tonight. And a Chahai foul with 45 seconds left. 12-point Huskies lead. And a foul goes on Easton Bob, his third. 45.1 seconds to go. And Gust back to the free throw line for Eau Claire North. Free throw is up and good. Stick around for the Post-Glass and Mirror postgame show. Right after the broadcast, we'll take a closing break and then come back and get you up to speed on the numbers. Hopefully hear from Coach Prue as Gust hits both free throws and get you some highlights. Check that Wogo Sports calendar. A lot ahead, a lot packed into Post-Glass and Mirror postgame before we get you to Mike Gallagher up till 11 o'clock tonight on WOGO. LaCoy's shot from long range, no good. Rebound bouncing around. Wiedemeyer gets the loose change, puts it in. With 31 seconds left and a timeout, a full timeout. Back in a minute at the doghouse at Eau Claire North. Chahai down 12.
Christmas with the Chosen.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
On the big screen.
The Lord himself will give you a sign.
The shepherds, the messengers, in a special cinematic event.
For to us, a child is born.
Christmas with the Chosen, holy night.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
December 12th through the 17th only, exclusively at Mycon Cinemas, Chippewa Falls.
People must know.
People must know.
Tickets at MyConCinemas.com.
Put OneFest tickets under the tree this Christmas. OneFest Christian Music Festival this August in Kadot, featuring Jeremy King. 10th Avenue North.
Love is here. Love is now.
And Toby Mac.
Tonight's the night for the
OneFest. Get your tickets now at one-fest.com.
Chai basketball inside of 30 seconds left in the half and in this game in regulation. And a Cardinal foul with 26.3 seconds. 71-59 Huskies. And Carter Burns to the line. The 6'2 senior off the bench for the Huskies has a three-pointer in the first half. The foul, the fourth of the game on Jacob LaCoy off the Cardinal bench. Free throw is up and good for Burns. So Burns can shoot. He's not the sixth man. Well, I don't know where he is in the bench, but it's a pretty deep team for Michael Kessler. About to win his fourth in a row, go to 2-0 here in the Big Rivers Conference with 26 seconds up and his club up 13. Second one is good. So Burns with 5 points. I feel good about his contribution. LaCoy across the timeline for the Cards, bringing it left to right. Final 20 seconds here for Chippewa. Dickerson's had a great game. On the outside, LaCoy gets it to Bob and a whistle. And a foul on, I think, Tyler Johnson committing that. No, 32, actually. 32. It's Zach Shipman getting his first foul, his first playing time. Sending LaCoy to the free throw line. For the Cards, free throw is good. 14.6 seconds to go. Cards down 13. Next up for Chippewa there at Prescott. We'll have that game on Monday night. 6:40 pregame as he got them both. So a good touch from LaCoy at the free throw line. Final seconds now. Huskies into the forecourt. Final 7 seconds. They're going to let him just dribble it out. Our final score will be Eau Claire North 73, Chahai 61. Back in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
And Mirror postgame show following Eau Claire North's home 73-61 win over Chippewa Falls. I'm Mark Halverson, and this Post Glass and Mirror postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror and Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. So this game at halftime was 42-28 Huskies. They got it up to a 17-point lead early in that second half. And then Chippewa Falls made it a 10-point game at 47-37. But Eau Claire North accelerated from that point, able to grab a 60, 2-40 lead, a 22-point advantage, until the Cards put a 12-0 run together and made it 62-52. Easton Bob, a key part of that with some great outside shooting. They had some opportunities to get it down below and into single digits, but not able to convert there. North ballooned the lead, pushed the lead back out again, and ultimately we finish where we do at 73-61. Huskies by 12. Individual scoring, this is massively unofficial. Let me tell you, we had, in the end, Huskies had some turnovers down the stretch and actually had them unofficially, again, with 12 turnovers to 10 for Chai. But we can look at some of these other results in the evening. For Triple F, we'll get you first. Eau Claire North, Garrett Stoffel had 2 points. Carter Burns finishes with 5. Elliot Johnson went to the line but did not score. Elliot Besson with 6. Aaron Gust finishes with 7 points. Meanwhile, Tyler Barrows had 3 threes for 9. The 5'10 sophomore Tyler Johnson was lethal from the free throw line with 7 made threes to go with 5 2-point field goals for 17 points. Andrew Roxfald just did it all tonight. Offense, defense, blocks, rebounds. He had 5 2-point field goals. I had him down for 4 3-pointers for just 22 there, and 3, 4, 5 from the free throw line for 27 points for Roxfald. Again, these are unofficial numbers. I think I'm, for Chai, I'm missing some of the points, so my apologies. I believe G. Mason did not score. Easton Bob I had for 24. He may have had more. Carson Wiedemeyer with 9 on the evening. Braden Dickerson with 20. And he was, again, there were no three-pointers for Braden. I mean, he was doing it down low, working hard down there. And Jacob LaCoy with some late free throws for the Cardinals. Come up short, losing it 73-61. The WOGO sports calendar, we can tell you that it's Chi High hockey both Friday night and Saturday morning coming your way here on WOGO Sports. That's right. Hockey and brunch Saturday. Why not? And some fine opponents from out of the area here to take on the Cards. University School of Milwaukee on Saturday morning, 11:40, the pregame after that Friday night game at 6:40. Fond du Lac, the opponent for that one. And then from UW Stout on Saturday night, Caleb Swenson with the call as it's McDonald Boys against Colfax from the Johnson Fieldhouse at Stout. And then we'll have Chai Boys basketball at Prescott, the next game, a non-conference game for the Cards. It's a 6:40 pregame from Prescott Monday evening. All right, well, no Jason Prue to this point, so we'll wait and see if that does happen. But let's get to some of our highlights here on our Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. And we begin with what we got in the first half action. All right, the Cards have been outscored 5-0 here since it was 5-3. Trying to tie this game with maybe a three-pointer here. On the outside, Dickerson with the dribble against this Huskies man-to-man. On top, they get it to Wiedemeyer. Easton Bob, he'll penetrate left side, off glass. There it is, 2 points for Easton Bob. Cardinal. Chippewa Falls needs to answer. The drive from LaCroix. Kick out in the right corner to Nichols. 3-point attempt. Easton Bobby got it. Boy, that was a huge one. They'll kick it out. LaCroix. And down low, he's going to get a sweet two to Carson Wiedemeyer. And the Cardinals cut it to 15-12 now. Cardinals with it. Bob driving left baseline. Nice drive and two for Chippewa. Some of the first half highlights for the Cardinals from Oklahoma North tonight. So they're on ice. Yeah, do the math. A 13-0 run. And Dickerson finally stops it. Dickerson, with that hoop, stops the bleeding. And one other highlight from the first half for the Cardinals. Underneath, a basket good. And a drive by Dickerson. He's got 10 in recent times. Wow. And get you to some of our second half highlights here in our broadcast tonight. Starting right here, he is Roxfald, and again, he came in averaging 15. Chai ball down by as many as they have been all night at 45-28. Shot down low and two for the Cardinals. And Dickerson is just willing his way. And he's got 16 now. He can do it inside and out. One of the better players in the Big Rivers Conference for sure. Andrew Roxfall, the 6'7 senior. All right, the Cards now down 14. Bounce pass down low. Wiedemeyer got it up and in. Good job by Wiedemeyer. 40 left in the second half. Down by 12. Cards have been down by as many as 17, even in the second half. Dickerson down low. Contact, he puts it up, and it goes in, and a foul. Oh, a sweet move by Dickerson. And what a game. He's got 18, trying to make it 19. Some of the second half highlights for the Cardinals here in the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. A couple more for you. G. Mason, Easton Bob, Carson Wiedemeyer, Brandon Dickerson, and David Terhark for the Cardinals. The drive is good, and nice one for Dickerson. He's got 20. Bob on the far side. Chahai bringing it left to right. LaCoy now. 7:40 left in the second half. Bob faking the three. 15-footer extended. Got it. Basket for Easton Bob. Stands out, and he's had a terrific game. Approaching the 7-minute mark now. LaCoy to Wiedemeyer. Wiedemeyer's drive. Gets it off and hands it down, and 2 points for David Terhark. There we go. And Nichols doing a good job there. Colin Nichols, the 6'3 junior. Into the forecourt Cardinals. On top, LaCoy. And work it over into the right side to Nichols. He'll find the cutter in Terhark, and he'll dish it over, and they work it around the outside. Easton Bob for three, got it! And the Cards within 13 at 62-49. Chippewa ball. Bob for a deep three, got it! And the Cardinals are within 10 at 62-52 on a 12-0 run. And that was a good one to end on, because the Cards never got closer than that, and they lose this game 73-61 here tonight. And I guess along the way, my apologies in the stats. I didn't have that David Terhark basket, but I noted that in the stats. Again, they were unofficial. So, that does it for us here tonight. We've checked all the boxes. No Jason Prue in the post game, but, again, you know, where they've got the locker room is a good distance from the gym, and so unfortunately, that did not happen for us. But, hey, we've got a lot ahead for you on that WOGO sports calendar with hockey tomorrow night. The Cards, who are skating so well at the 9-1 win over Rice Lake the other night, and now taking on Fond du Lac tomorrow. 6:40 the pregame, 7 o'clock the drop of the puck, and then doing it again on Saturday morning against University School of Milwaukee. Our thanks to Dawson Halverson and Gavin Bovee back at our WOGO studios. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us. We'll get the podcast up at WOGO.com tomorrow morning. 73-61, Eau Claire North at the win. They've won 4 in a row. They're 4-3 on the season, 2-0 in the conference. The Cards with the loss fall to 1-3 on the season, 0-2 in the BRC. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Chi High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.